Hi, my name is Ben Hawley, and I'm the high school intern here at Christ Community Church. And today in our daily accelerator, we are moving out of the book of Acts and into the book of 1 Corinthians. So for a little bit of background, 1 Corinthians is a letter written by Paul to the church in Corinth. Paul established the church in Corinth during his second missionary journey. You can find an account of that in Acts chapter 18. And Corinth was a city that had just an infamous reputation. There was a lot of bad stuff going on, and there a lot of sexual immorality, a lot of bad things happening. So Paul setting up a church there was for sure a win for the Christian church at the time and those following Christ. So Paul was there for about 18 months setting up the church, and after he left, unfortunately, there was a lot of problems that occurred, and things kind of degenerated a little bit, and so Paul started hearing, he sent him a letter after he left, which we find out later in the book of 1 Corinthians, and he also received a letter from the Corinthians, and also had a friend, some friends or knew some people in somebody named Chloe's house, and he heard from them some other of the problems that were going on in the Corinthian church. And so he decided to write this letter, which has become 1 Corinthians, even though it's actually his second letter to the Corinthians. In this letter, this is a response to some of the problems that he's been hearing about that are going on in the Corinthian church, and also a response to some specific questions that the Corinthian church asked Paul in their letters. So throughout this letter of 1 Corinthians, Paul addresses a few problems or a few things that are brought up. And the first one that he brings up, or the first one that he addresses, is apparently in the Corinthian church, there's a lot of disunity. So within the Corinthian church, there are four different groups of people, each kind of claiming a different leader. One is saying, we only follow Paul. Another saying, we only follow Apollos. Another saying, we only follow Cephas or Peter. And the final group is saying, we don't follow anyone but Christ, which sounds extremely pious, but that group is just as divisive, apparently, as the rest of the groups. So we just need to take a minute and talk a little bit about disunity, because one of the things that Christ, on the night that he was betrayed, was in his great high priestly prayer for the church, Jesus prayed that we would be one, that we would demonstrate unity and oneness, and that the whole world would know that we are his disciples because of our unity and our oneness. he said that by our love for one another and by our unity with each other, the world would know, first of all, that we're his disciples, and secondly, that by the same unity, the world would judge the validity of his claim to be deity. So the fact that there's disunity going on in the church is, the church in Corinth, is extremely destructive to the entire movement and to what God is doing in the city of Corinth and reaching those people. Also want to clarify that disagreement within the church isn't necessarily the same thing as disunity. It's healthy for people to disagree. God brings lots of different people to our church and to other churches. So sometimes people will disagree. That's part of the process. That's part of living together. There's nothing necessarily wrong with that. Disagreement or unity is not the same thing as unanimity, which is, you don't have to be unanimous to have unity. Sometimes we disagree, but ultimately, as long as we're still unified and still one body, we are glorifying God. Since we know that within these four leaders, that there are no substantial differences in the things that they're saying, so Paul and Peter and Apollos are saying the same things and pointing people towards Christ, we know that the division is not coming through content, but more through style. Style of speaking, style of leadership, and whatever else. And that honestly makes me think of the state of the church today. And how often do we go church shopping and look around for the style that suits us best? and maybe somebody is saying the right things and speaking from the Bible, but often we are wooed by different styles or different methods of speaking, or we like a certain person more because of a lot of different reasons. And so I think this problem that Paul is addressing in the church to the Corinthians is extremely applicable for us today. And we, as a church, a body of Christ, as a global church, we need to take a look at what it looks like for us to bring back unity to the church. So, let's see. I often wonder, it makes me think, you know, if God came back to right now, if the Lord came back, what would he think of his church today? And I have heard a quote that the Lord did not come back for a harem, he came back for a bride. The church is the bride of Christ. And so as we read this today's passage in 1 Corinthians, let's think about how the divisions in the church and the things that Paul is imploring the church in Corinth to bring back unity within them. Let's pray those same things for our church today, and let's pray those same things for the church at large and for Christ's community, and pray against any divisiveness that may be happening that is destructive or counterproductive to the things that God is doing and the movements that he's making, and ultimately anything that is counterproductive to making Christ famous. So thanks for being here with me today on November 30th as we dive into 1 Corinthians and take a look at what Paul has to say to the followers in the Church of Corinth, and as we think about how it applies to us.